Thank you for joining us. My name is Robert Borigan. Experience the blessings of God. Wherever you are, begin to bless the name of God.
We've all been looking for a silver line, something to hold on to and hold on high. I know a place you can go if you wanna find it. This is the good and new. If you breathe it, it's for you. An empty grave, a life that's changed, it all points to Jesus' name. If you've been searching and nothing's been working, I've got good news. Jesus loves you.
Ramba, 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 Ram
Randa leve 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 leve
We are praying for the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that the Spirit of God will overshadow us, the power of God will overshadow us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Psalm 18, verse 37. verse 37. The Bible said, I caught up with my enemies and conquered them, and didn't turn back until the war was won. Can you see the scripture? Can you see the scripture? You don't turn back till you win. Those of you who just give up. And sometimes the things that convince you to give up are not even necessary to give you up. You want to pray in the name of Jesus. For seeing every enemy that pursues your life, may you overpower and conquer them. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of your life, may the Lord grant you grace to overpower and conquer them. Let's begin to pray. Manda lebelebo skependelebelebo shabalaba. Manzanda lebelebo shabalebeleba. Manda lebelebo shabalebeleba. Manzanda lebelebo shabalebeleba. Randa lebelebo shabalebeleba. Randa lebelebo shabalebeleba. Randa lebelebo shabalebeleba. Manda lebelebo shabalebeleba. Randa lebelebo shabalebeleba. Manda lebelebo shabalebeleba. Manda
Randa lebelebo shanda lebelebo
In the name of Jesus, may you conquer every enemy you face. May the spirit of victory be your portion. We are praying everything that discourages you, turn you away from God, turn you away from the things you are pursuing. We want to pray against the spirit of discouragement. You can give good reasons why you should be discouraged. We are praying against the spirit of discouragement. We are praying for anything that discourages you. We are praying that let it be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Lebros In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare by the power of God, everything that discourages you, let it be broken, let it be destroyed. Everything that makes you give up and turn backwards, let it be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be broken by the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Lema Santanebu Shandalaba, Mendelebelebo Shandalima Andaya, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Jesus is Lord. I want to continue to teach you the mystery of a hired servant, and I want to tell you or share with you about the qualities of those who minister in the realm of dolus, continuing on the Teraphim. Now, when someone is a dolus, I've already explained the three types of servants. We have the okites, who is a domestic worker. We have dolus, someone who serves for wages, for pensions, or for benefits. And then we have a teraphim, someone who serves not because of a motive, but because of love. And that person is doing everything he's doing because of love. And not that the person is interested in any other thing, but the person has an intention of serving God from the depths of the person's heart. Now, the first quality you see about people who are dolus, you know, is that, or hired servants, starts even before. Come with me to John chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Let me teach you. John chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Beautiful scripture is there. John. Chapter 10, verse 12. Says, the hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and abandons the sheep and runs away. So the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. Verse 13, because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep, he runs away. Let me read TPT for you. But the worker who serves only for wages is not a real shepherd, because he has no heart for the sheep. He will run away and abandon them when he sees the wolf coming. And then the wolf mauls the sheep, drags them off, and scatters them. You see, we are focusing on this month working for God and working in the ministry. So this month, I'm believing that whatever you are doing for God, you'll thrive. Now, when you are a hired servant, Jesus gives two reasons why people who are dolus or a hired servant, why they run away. The first is because he is hired. When you hire someone to stay in your house and there is a problem in the house, that person will leave. For instance, if you don't have money to pay for the person or to give to the person or to pay the wages of the person will go to the next person who can finance or give the person what the person is looking for. That is why you have to be careful in working for God. You don't operate as a dolus. What does it mean to be hired? It means to be contracted or paid for a temporal service. And any Christian who has this kind of nature will be erratic. What does it mean to be erratic? Meaning the person will not be stable. The person will be moving from place to place. We must imagine seeing the kingdom of God rising. And so our actions must be connected with that longevity. The work of God cannot be done on a short term. You must imagine your children and your family growing in that church. When you imagine of your children, your family, your siblings growing in that church. You will not walk in the spirit of a contracted worker in the church. When you have a son or a daughter in the house and you don't have money, or whether you have money, they are in the house with you. When you are dealing with someone who is a doulos or a servant working for wages or working for contracted purposes, when there is no money in the house, the person will leave. And the work of God has levels, have challenges, have situations. And in that situation, things begin to turn around, sometimes for good, sometimes bad. I remember when we started church, when I started our ministry, it was my sister who had informed people in the neighborhood that his brother has become a pastor, a prophet. So she started telling the neighborhood and some of the people she knew in the neighborhood, and they joined me. And we had no place, so we started on a park. Whilst we were praying on the park, you know, something just told us, okay, why don't you start? There was a government school. Why don't you start in the class? So we started in the class. We started praying. The power of God was mighty. The hand of God was mighty. God was doing awesome things. Then later on, we realized the place was dark because there was no light in the place. So one person opted for, let's buy candles and let's put it in the church and let us serve God. So we decided to buy those things. And when we started buying those things, they came to tell us we should leave the class before we burn the class with our candles. This is an example of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the problems of ministry driving people away. Because they drove us from the park, drove us from the school. Out of about 20 people, almost 5 people came back for us to continue in the middle of the way. So in the middle of the road at dawn, when everybody is asleep, we will meet and they will pray. Ministry cannot always be, ministry is like your life. It's not every day things work well like you want to see it. So the ministry does not favor people who have ulterior motive and their purpose is for personal benefit. It does not favor, because then those people will move out. Because then if it doesn't work well for you, then you should go away. Secondly, Jesus said that a hiring heart is not concerned about the sheep or the church folks, but really about himself for the benefits. We must desire the therapeutic ministry. So the second reason why you should not be involved in a hired servant, in a hired servant spirit ministry, is because they are there for their personal benefit. Are you in your church for your personal benefit? And so most of the times, those people, when you stop them from those personal gains they will gain, they get angry, they get frustrated. And like I was teaching yesterday from Exploits in Soul Winning, they give a reason why they can't be around or even come to church. Because the purpose It's not the purpose to serve Jesus. The purpose, it could be possible the person entered the church because he saw a certain lady. It's possible the person was around because of some benefit in some, the way the church has certain benefits around it. Or because maybe the pastor contracted him or her to support him. Oh yes, you find a lot of people who are like that in the work of God. You find a lot of people who are like that in the work of God. So you must be very careful that you don't serve God on the basis of a hired servant. When you want to see somebody is a therapist, for instance, you have been asked to do something, you find out that those people, they even add their own personal financial resources to it, to do it, as compared to those who sometimes they just want everything to be done by the church. There are some people, they work hard for the work of God. They don't even ask any penny. You see, I don't want you to learn to do the work of God by setting your eyes on money. But there's also a danger. When you set your mind, or in the ministry, when you're a therapist, you have to be careful. For instance, because you will not set your mind on money and all those kind of things, you go through a lot. And the problem here is you have to be careful the people God sent to come and help you. So even though you're a therapist, I'm teaching you this dynamic. Even though, you know, sometimes you are a therapist and you have worked so hard and you are stressed. So sometimes you want someone to come and help you so that you'll be okay. So that you'll be comfortable. You have been walking to preach. You have been moving to share the word of God with people. People have been insulting. So sometimes there may be an introduction of opportunity. Maybe somebody just present a car. Okay, today I would like to drive you out whilst you go and win souls. It can lead you to laziness if you don't take care. So when we work hard as a therapist, sometimes we are stressed, we are worn out, and a little opportunity, which may not be opportunity, may be an opportunity for you. It's like somebody, when you work, you close, you walk about almost 30 to 40 minutes before you get even a car. And then suddenly somebody brings a car in front of you, says, I want to take you to where you are. You feel free, isn't it? But when you sit in the car and the person tends to be a wolf, the person tends to do something bad on the way, you'll be taken by surprise. So sometimes we have to let the Spirit lead us as a therapist. Sometimes, despite the fact that you are an uncommon servant and you are available to do more for God, does not mean let people take you for granted. And that does not also mean that you will not wait on the Lord for the Lord to bless you, and that you will not test every spirit that comes around you, and that every door is not an opportunity for you because you are operating on a common servant, on an uncommon servant level. Every door cannot be an opportunity for you. That skill to select as a therapist the right door God is leading you into is what makes you an uncommon servant. Or else you'll be working hard for God and the devil will just package a beautiful temptation, a beautiful trap, and bring it to you. You know, let's give an example. Jacob and Esau is an example. If you look at the character of Esau and Jacob, you realize that Esau was a hardworking guy. But he was playing with something he shouldn't play with. Esau looks like a teraphim, whilst Jacob looks like somebody who serves to get something. So Esau comes to his brother. He's hungry for food. He talks to his brother about it. He tells his brother, Charlie, give me some of your food. His brother tells him back and say that, unless you give me your birthright. You could see a clear dual concept in Jacob's life. And then his brother says, it's nothing. You take it. Just give me. I can't be hungry and die. Hey, some of you are like that. You have been a good servant. You have been serving the house of God. You make comments like, when your temptation comes, you make comments like, oh, I can't give all my all to God. I'm tired. You know, you make some funny comments that all your hard work become useless. You know, for instance, you are a young girl, you have served God, you have been faithful, and you have been praying for marriage, you are praying for God to open a door for you. And, you know, you even sometimes meet people in church or even outside church, and not knowing that these are people that has been arranged by the devil in your way, and you just embrace them. You did not pray about it. Then you come back later when you are in a problem and you say that, oh, I serve God all my life. I've been laboring for God all my life. I've been doing this for God. Look at what has happened to me. So if you are serving the Lord as a teraphim, serve to the end. And don't say because you are serving to the end, you don't use your head, or you are not wise, or you are not prayerful. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Yeah. And he took his birthright just like that. And when he took the birthright, what happened? You can clearly see he got the mandate to go and claim for the spiritual blessing. And run away. Just like a dolus. They get what they are looking for, they run away. Jacob just ran away like that. And now he's always crying. He's asking Isaac, are there not any blessings left for me? He said, your brother has taken all of them away. He's left with thorns and thistles. But if you work hard, you break it. That's why I believe in working hard. No matter your circumstance, if you work hard, you break it. And indeed it was true. He listened to his father. But when he came back, by the time he met Jacob, he was prosperous than Jacob. He was prosperous than Jacob. The only thing Esau did not get was the spiritual blessings. So be careful. You have the spiritual blessings now. You have to be careful how you also step into the physical blessings. Unlike Esau, he had the physical blessings of hard work as a teraphim, but he lacked the spiritual blessings of being the one God has blessed. And I'm telling you, you are the opposite way of it. Currently, because of Jesus, we have the spiritual blessings. You are now going to work hard for the physical blessings, and you have to be careful of the physical blessings. So that when you go to your office and they start calling you and say, you are pretty, it doesn't get into your head that you are pretty and makes you misbehave. Or you get to a place and they just start polluting your mind as a man. Glory be to God. Now, a high servant will never be overseers, because they do not possess the heart of a shepherd. If you want to look into your whole church, look at all the pastors there. Ask yourself, which of these pastors are a teraphim? And which of them are dolus? Ask yourself, all your friends, which of them are teraphims? And which are dolus? Ask yourself that question. When you ask yourself that question, you'll find out who you should associate with. you find out who you should associate with.
Oh, yes.
Then look into your church, all the pastors there, all the church leaders there. Who do you think is a therapeu? And look around your friends. Who do you think is a dolus or a therapeu? There is a wolf coming, and you and I need to guard against this to prove our servantship ministry. A high servant is a mere servant who is waiting for the end of the month to receive his or her salary or wages. At the end, leaves the ministry for something else. A high servant delights in what he gets and not what he gives out. Every day you are collecting. Every day you are collecting. Every day you are collecting. You won't give anything back. Why? Every day you are collecting. Every day you are collecting. You won't give anything back. Why? You know, sometimes even the other people on the other side don't need anything from you. All they need is maybe your good thoughts. At least a call. At least you see something in town, you say, ah, this thing will be nice for the person. Money answers all things, but not everything is money. When someone is not interested in labor, the person wants to preach on the pulpit, but the person does not want to evangelize. I've seen a lot of pastors and people like that. They want to be put on the poster, but they don't want to go out and work and preach. But I thank God, in our church I have some, updated. I've seen them upgrade themselves and change. I've seen them ministering to people and counseling people. So from my side, I've seen a change. But wherever you are coming from, do you have somebody who is interested in just preaching and being on top of the pulpit, being on top of the chain, but has nothing, no hard work, no labor for the church throughout the whole week? You are not praying for the church the whole week. You are not rehearsing with the choir the whole week. You are not cleaning the church the whole week. You are not welcoming people on Sunday. You are not teaching the children ministry. You are not giving gifts to the church. You are not supporting the church financially. Then you cry, what are you doing? Nothing. Just nothing. There are some people, they have been spending their tithes. They don't pay tithes. They don't give offerings. You won't believe it. And you see, they think, and sometimes the problem is the way they think. You know one thing, let me tell you, the spiritual blessings are swifter and physical blessings takes time. At the same time, physical blessings takes time before it is depleted, while spiritual blessings is lost within a period of time. Let me explain for you. When I say receive the power of God, it happens immediately. But it takes time to manifest physically. The rate at which we receive spiritual blessings is quicker as compared to physical blessings. Now, when something is dying physically too, it takes time. And when something is also dying spiritually, it is quick. For instance, if you tell somebody or you pray in against any powers of darkness or you are ministering against sickness and say, I curse sickness, it happens immediately spiritually. But physically, it doesn't happen immediately. It takes some time for it to reflect in the body. So when people are on a dolus level and you don't see it manifesting, there are people who don't love God, their intention is to take advantage from God. Sometimes because of their work and because of their money, they don't see they are dying. You see, it does, because they are in the physical realm, the dying part of their resources, of their money, or who they are, they can't see it very well. But they are dead in the spirit. And when someone is dead in the spirit, it does not mean the person cannot pray. It does not mean the person cannot be active. It is like God said when he told Samuel, I have rejected this person. You see, when it comes to purpose, God rejects people. But when it comes to general salvation, he does not reject anyone. He takes everybody in. But when it comes to the purpose, he rejects people. Why do you think God rejected Moses from entering the promised land? Because he diffused his purpose. When you diffuse God's purpose, for instance, you are there, God gives you an assignment. He says, I want you to take care of the church, this particular area. You keep on playing with God, God will take that purpose from you and give it to someone else. But he has not rejected you from being his child. Just that you are not reliable enough for him. So there are a lot of people, they have disappointed God. God has taken the purpose, the original intention he has for them, because maybe they are complaining, maybe they are hurt, maybe they are going through difficulties. God says, okay, this is my cross. I gave my cross to you to carry for me. You say you are tired. Okay, give me my cross. I give it to somebody else. And then God starts paying them. When I started ministry, how did I learn this? I heard about almost 5 guys who were with me. They were very prayerful. They were very good. I brought them up well. Then one after the other, when we were about to become a church, they said they don't want to be in our church. They want to leave. They want to join their own church, which, you know, because that time we were a fellowship. And the Lord spoke to me, it is time for you guys to become a church. I told them they were not ready about it. You know, I was sticking to the purpose of God. They were telling me I am ambitious. They were calling me names. They were doing all those things. They were having meetings behind my back. I kept my cool. I just told them what God says I should tell them. One or two guys out of them decided to help. So they stayed. And then I think one of them is my associate pastor, Pastor John. And I think another person was Auntie Fufu, my caretaker. The two of them decided they will stay. The rest of them says that there's nowhere God has directed them, they should go back. They left. Come and see the struggle we were going through. I remember I and Auntie Fufu selling our watches and phone at La Paz to buy pastor's chairs. We wanted to dignify our pastors, make them look dignified. So our first thing we wanted to buy was to buy chairs. We carried the chairs and we walked from La Paz back to Awoshi. Almost about 2 hours, 3 hours journey. We walked and brought the chairs. And the people were still talking about me. And you know what happened? I saw them doing well. They were getting, I think you could see this one will get a job, this one will travel, this one will get this one will get that. They started getting blessed. So one day I was in my room, I'm like, what is going on, God? What is happening? What is happening? God said, I am paying them. Do you want me to pay you too? I said, what do you mean? He said, they served me, so I'm paying them for what they have done. I said, when is my pay coming? He said, your pay is not coming. Your pay is the people's souls that are changed. When you come to heaven, you'll come and see your proper pay. That's what God told me. I said, wow. Whilst we were walking in the neighborhood, I and my caretaker, by that time John is in school, as we are walking in the neighborhood, winning souls on, as we are walking on foot, you see them driving here and there. After years, after 5, 6, 7, 10 years later, our ministry is more than 20 years now. About 10 years later, I've seen their lives now. I have seen their lives. I've seen that God has finished paying them and they are struggling. One time I was on my way, I was driving. And then I saw a car. And I saw one of those guys on the car. It's like the car was bought. So I parked. I talked to him. Hey, how are you? He said, I've heard from you. Italy, you are doing well. Oh, you didn't give up. Look, 10 years back, these people left. This guy was one of the guys who left to travel to abroad. And he was doing well from the things I heard. He was, Charlie. And if you look at the car, you look at him, you could see, Charlie, the blessings were dini blessings. He dropped all his blessings finished. So some of you, you are therapeutic. You are serving God. And you think that serving God makes you pay a lot of price. Because it is telling, serving God is making you not do this, not do that, not do this. So you want also God to pay you. God will pay you. And when God finished paying you, what would you get again? That's why those of you who God has given you assignments and you are playing, some of you, you want people to clap for you before you continue doing the work of God. If they don't clap for you, you stop. You are a man pleaser. You please man. But when you look to God, you don't care whether somebody, and you should learn it. Or else you'll be heartbroken. Because the work of God is people who have been changed and repented from their sins, who have come to the house of God, who keeps on changing from one fall to a better life of living righteously for the Lord. You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about? So, it is important that if you want to serve the Lord and serve God very well, you don't choose the Dolus ministry. If you do that, God will pay you. He will pay you and you will go away. Some of you say, well, I'm tired. I've helped the church to a point. Now I can see they can continue. Even if the people in the church cannot see who you are or the labor you have seen or done, God has seen you. Continue. Don't mind them. Don't look at them. Don't watch what they do. Sometimes when I sit down, I see some of my people who are in Therapeu ministry leaving the Therapeu for a Dolus ministry, and I watch them and I smile. And sometimes some of them bounce back because I pray for them. But some of them, you see, they are still on the Dolus ministry. Because when they stay on the Therapeu, they work hard. The ministry drains them, like this morning, like this. I'm drained. You know. And you think, there is no anointing. You are a joke. You are a joke to tell me that. Because I'm cool and quiet. You come and worry me and see whether if I bind you, you will not fall. You will fall. So you see them working for God as a therapeut and they are exhausted. They are tired. So they tend to become a dolus. Now, day two, when they want is when they come to church. Now day two, if you don't give them this, they don't serve God. Now day two, they will go and gather in a place and discuss about how they are not called. Funny, funny stuff. And it's beautiful to watch. You know. I mean, can you imagine if I also want to ask God for my pay for 20 good years? Do you think you'll be saved? If I was asking God to pay me about 5 years ago, do you think there would be poor pain? If I was asking God to pay me after 10 years ago, do you think some of the things the Lord has done will be established? That's why God does not play with therapeutics, because he relies on them. Me, I want God to rely on me. I want God to rely on me. And I want you to learn that too. That you will let God rely on you. And you see, there are some people, you see, one day, somebody did something and the Spirit of God said to me, this person, I've cut her off immediately. She's no more on my payroll again. Whatever she's going to do now is her own hard work. I'm like, God, don't do this. He said, allow me. He said, she forgets herself. He said, allow me. I said, no. Please, I beg you, don't do that. Said they don't, they forget, and they easily forget that I am what I am. And I am their source. I was like, you know, me cry, I've done some before, you forgive me. Forgive them. Some of you, you were so reliable that God decided to rely on you to expand his kingdom. And you made another man to stop you from serving God. Hey, me, they will not let you do that to me. Never. That's why me, I don't do pastor, overseer, or bishop. Me, I'll go out there in the souls, because when I get to heaven, we will see. We will see that there are few. Because are we serving for heaven, or we are serving for some temporal kind of life here? And you see, any teraphim looks at things from a longer point of view. You see, so you have to be careful. You have to be very careful. If you want to do more for God, you have to be careful. And if you are doing well also for God as a teraphim, keep on doing it. If you're also not doing well for God and you're on a dolus, come to the teraphim. It will help you. Be on God's salary list. Be on God's salary list. Be on God's pay book. Because when you choose dolus, the Bible said you have received your reward already. You have received your reward already. If they don't teach you the proper gospel, I'm teaching you the right message. So be on God's wages. Yeah, I want to be on God's pay list. That's why I know I cannot just die. That's why I know I cannot be destroyed. Not because I think I'm powerful, but because God relies on me. If he moves me out, what will happen? So, like Pastor Yonggi Cho will say, I am a partner to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my partner. Well, that will be enough for today. I want you to encourage you to be a teraphim, not a dolus. Ude obia ubishiani bia, de obeyi bia ubisunye bibi frim. Adena wajine tisa. Adena wajine tisa. Ude de obeyi amu bibia ubi bibi frim. Enuwa inti na uwi ase. There will be a new. Will be Jaya Jayo. Will be Ankano Crangelo. Fa Odo. Odo Auma Yesu. No fa Sum Yesu. Ma Odo Nankasa will be a wee BM. What I mean in my local dialect is give you the Lord your whole heart of service and stop serving God by the basis of what you want back. You see? When you love him and you serve him like that, he will give you all that you are looking for. That is the trick too. Look, by the end of this month, we are going to have a harvest. You see, I will not be with you wherever you are. You're going to buy instruments. I will not be with you wherever you are to come and see what you are giving to the Lord or what you not give to the Lord. But don't ever make a mistake to think that God will not build his church. You see? And sometimes we should look into our hearts and sacrifice. My bishop talks, one of the books I recommend for you, apart from my books, is my bishop books on sacrifice and losing and gaining. Look. You have to lose. You have to lose things because you are in God. Whenever you come to God, whenever you encounter a man of God, whenever you encounter anything about God, you will lose something. You will make sacrifices. As I preach to you, my body is worn out. But the way I love God's work, this body has to follow. So from here, I'll go and relax and maybe rest. But there is a price I pay for.
for this anointing that is on my life. You, God making you prosperous. You are not like your pastor, but God has made you prosperous. What do you think is the price you need to pay for God? For giving you all that he has given you, what do you think is the price you are supposed to pay? People go and plan juju against you, and God makes you escape. People make you see, look, they brought your death by your car. They even want you to have accident. All of this, God protects you. When you even went to that room with your boyfriend and you did all those things, God watched you. He even forgave you. Then he stands somewhere and say, you see the poor people in the church, help them. Then you use it as a yardstick. You want to be alone. I always tell the story I learned from Pastor Yonggi Cho about the people in Bible school. They were all pastors, and two of them love to go and win souls, love to call people and check on them. One pastor came to complain to me bitterly. This person liked talking to only women. I said, my brother, is this a problem for you? If you want, why don't you also do PVC? My bishop taught me what a pastor does. You pray for the church member, you visit the member, you counsel the member, you teach the member. When you do that, the member will start being happy to see you. You don't do those things. Someone else is doing. You are envious about it. When you counsel them, you want them for your own personal benefit. You want to take them to your room. This pastor counseled them. He doesn't do that. He talks to them nicely. He relates well with them. And so they talk to him back. I mean, ministry is so funny. You find people who are not terrified complaining. If you work hard, God will also reward you. God is looking for people he can trust people's souls into their hands. Are you one of them? Do you want to be one of them? Then change it. Is this a problem? And back to the story. Almost about 60 Bible school students, when they finish school, Pastor Yonggi Cho and one Presbyterian church, they will walk into Korea market and go and preach. They will be doing all the radical work. The others will be sitting in the class just reading Bible. You see, I find it those who tells us that soul winning is not part of their ministry. They don't win souls. They only talk to souls that has already been won. Also on the another contrary side, if you are like that, you should change and repent. Do you know why? Because in doing the work of God, there is no place that is comfortable. Oh yes. Win souls, preach. And then in his book, he says about 30, 40 years later, he looks at the same picture they took. Almost all the young pastors were gone. And two of them remain. Two of them, he and that Presbyterian pastor. And recently he has gone to be with the Lord. When you are a soul winner, when you are a terafio, you cannot die easily. Because God relies on you. He relies on you for his agenda to spread the whole world. Glory be to God. All right. I will end up here. May God bless you. May God give you grace to do more for him. This month, we are focusing on no prophecy. We are focusing on how you can do more for God, how you can thrive more for God, how you can do more for God, do more for Jesus. And these are some of the things I believe you amplify. If you want any of my books are available. They will help you, position you to do more and will also expose you to some of the challenges we experience. It will help you better well. I write books for people who want to do the work of God, because it is not easy to do the work of God. The dynamism are so much. If you don't operate in love, you cannot do the work of God for a long period. And it takes a therapy who serves out of love to do more for God. You see? Yeah. Yeah. When you do that, God will give you the best. And God will help you. And God will surround you with one or two people that will take good care of you. Sometimes, some of us, I don't know why this prophetic word is coming. You have been serving God, you're a therapy, but you are excited and you want to see how those people are enjoying. You want to enjoy the same way. God says, I should tell you, that's not how he works. He will send one or two people who will support or take care of you. If that is not enough for you, he will let you see what happens to Dolus. Then you will know that those who serve God for special benefits or for whatever gain, they don't really get the blessings. They get it only on a short term. You know? That's enough. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. My name is Prophet Paul Regan. It's a blessing to be here with you. I know that God has spoken to you. May God keep you and cause his face to shine on you and cause his blessing on you. We'll provide details right now. I want to pray over your offerings. We want to support our ministry. Now they have introduced artificial intelligence to Podbean, and it helped us to be able to do some of the works we are believing God to do. So these platforms must be supported. It's a paid platform to be able to enjoy the privileges of the services. So please, I want to encourage you, when you give, know that it's a blessing. And we have to also pay for internet and all those other things. I have to take care of the people that work for God. So I want you to be a blessing to us by giving us special offerings when God opens doors for you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your people. Bless them. Cause your ways to shine upon them. Open their eyes as they give. Bless them. Those who couldn't give today, bless them and cause your face to shine on them too. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed, and all of us will say, Amen. All right. Thank you for joining us. We're excited to have you. God bless you, and may God be with you. Bye.
A new song from Jehovah. It's called Jehovah from the world. Elevation Worship. The future Chris Brown. It's Jehovah indeed. Sign out from here. It was nice having you. My name is Prophet Paul Regan. Thank you for joining us live. Enjoy prophetic encounter. Everything is prophetic here. Everything is prophetic. All right, bye. We love you. Au revoir. What is French word for good morning? Bonjour. I'll speak Spanish very soon. I'll speak German very soon. Bye.